Before registering for this service, you must carefully read this agreement. To complete your registration, click on the Accept button below. Clicking the Accept button enables you to become a registered user of this service. It signifies that you agree to abide by the terms and conditions of the agreement for the duration of your service. Your use of the service is conditional upon the continued compliance with the terms. The company reserves the right to change the terms at any time by notification of the change of service. You agree that your continued use of service shall constitute your accept.
Geek tested. Nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
This is the Hardcore Gamer Grandma, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show.
Hey, that's my Halloween intro. Very scary, as we all know. Welcome to the Extra Life Radio Show. It's Halloween show. Today's October 25th, 2005. We're still a few days away from the fine holiday of Halloween, All Hallows Eve. And we're pretty excited to be bringing you a show tonight, because tonight it's all about scary stuff, mostly geeky scary stuff, and a few other things thrown in for good measure. I would normally tell you here that if you want to participate in the show, you can call our beef line, but apparently, after testing it with Andrew, it's down. I haven't been getting beef calls, and I thought it was you guys being slackers, but apparently the service isn't working that I use from some freebie company, and I guess I'm getting what I pay for. But at any rate, the beef line apparently is down, so I'm not going to announce the number today because I don't know if it's working. In the meantime, however, we did get some good to great audio comments from you today that came via email, and so you can always do that to participate in the show or just send regular email. Either way is good. That is myextralife@gmail.com. You probably have it memorized by now. Anyway, so let's get started with the Halloween show. We have with us in the studio, Mark. Mark, how's it going?
Might I say the very, very heterosexual Mark, for those of you who are wondering.
Yeah, I had about six emails email me wondering if Mark was truly gay.
No. Oh, wishes I was. He has dreams about it, but no.
No,
I'm sorry.
He's not. He is as heterosexual as a French horn. I couldn't think of anything. Hey, the group's here as well. Hold on. We have with us. I heard laughing.
I heard forgot laughing. Our name already.
I dare from you down to say south. Our names.
I'm going to say it's Andrew from Windy, Florida.
Yes.
I'm glad you're
scary.
Here. I was afraid you'd be down there. We were worried because you didn't come in right in tonight, and we thought, oh, crap, we may not have Andrew. But here he is. He's fine.
No, I bricked up all the windows, and I sat on my roof, and anyone that came remotely near my yard, I shot him.
Well, that's the way it is in Florida.
Best way to go.
Yep. Way to go. Rock on, Jeb Bush. Four more years. Anyway, we have with us also Brian from sunny South Carolina. How's it going?
Right. It's freezing cold tonight, man.
Is it cold?
Yes, like about 40.
You guys,
yeah, it's cold here
it's
too.
Cold,
yeah,
actually,
we're getting some kind of weird front blowing in.
Oh yeah, it's
as we
bad.
Speak,
it's really windy out there tonight.
Yeah, so it looks like things are about to turn.
Well,
good,
it
good
would
thing.
Be Halloween weather. If you had some clothes on.
What the who? The what? The when? Yeah. And the how? I missed what he said. What did he say? What'd you say?
That it wouldn't be so cold if you had some clothes on.
Oh, okay. Woo! That's a good idea. I've got
scary,
very Halloweeny. I like it. Also on the line with us is Obsidian. Who could forget little Obsidian? Who last week many thought might be on drugs, but it was just that he was tired. He's back with us tonight. He's actually leaving this week to come to sunny America, which is 40 degrees, so it's not so sunny. But anyway, tell everybody where you're going, where you're going to be. Maybe they can come up to you and stalk you and stuff.
Well, now that you put it that way, I'm going to be in Texas for a week, and then I'm going to be in Ohio for another week.
Wow!
Isn't there a song about Texas and Ohio?
Together? I don't know.
Yeah, but from Bowling for Soup.
I have no idea. But did you know that Ohio? Well, did you know Ohio?
I know that the heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
Well,
and,
so
and, you know, from what I've seen, I believe it.
Yeah, you believe it. Very nice. Was that Huey Lewis in the news?
That was Huey Lewis.
Oh, that brings back memories. Makes me want to go rent. Back to the Future. Back to the Future. Thank you very much.
With Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Anyway, but what was I going to say? Oh, no. What I was going to say is Cleveland is also where that old lady is. Old lady. Sorry. That's kind of rude. Barbara, who I interviewed for last week's minicast about her video game addiction at age 69, and she lives right there, so maybe you'll see her. Who knows? Probably not. She'll be playing.
Well, I'm not going to be in Cleveland. I'm going to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, all right.
He's going to see WKRP.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love that show. Oh, but that's not very Halloween-y. So let's talk about something else. welcome to the show. We have a few things to go over today. We normally have a crappy movie of the week segment. Well, we're actually have two of those today, along with all the other movie talk we want to make.
I got a good crappy movie.
Yeah, but yours is crappy for different reasons. Let's actually get right to that. Andrew had the auspicious opportunity to see the Doom movie, and he's a pretty easygoing guy when it comes to movies. If there's a lot of action, a lot of shooting, a lot of sort of fun popcorny stuff, he's usually a fan, even if the movie doesn't do too well overall in reviews or something. But today is a little bit different. Andrew, tell us your thoughts on the Doom movie starring, can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
First off, I more or less, let's put it simply, I conned Idlewood and Google 13 from the forums to come along with me, because I figure if the movie is so bad, spreading it amongst three people might lessen the pain. So,
I see.
And I see. Basically, without a doubt, this movie is horrible. I mean, this movie could not have been worse unless Uwe Boll did it himself.
Wow.
The only monster that looked really cool was the Pinky Demon because it was CG. All the other monsters were guys in rubber suits.
Great. Now, wait a minute. This starts to sound kind of good to me for the wrong reasons, of course.
I can tell you right now, without a doubt, if The Rock was not in this film, it would have either gone direct to DVD or it would have been like some special, like, late night showing on like Showtime or something like that, because everyone else in it more or less are nobodies. The coolest thing about it was all the sets and like the images you saw on like computer monitors matched the Doom 3 game.
Yeah,
that's cool. Other than that, they weren't demons. They were some genetic. It was basically, they kind of ripped off the Resident Evil movie and mixed it into the Doom mix.
Yeah.
The worst part that had us practically trying to kill each other in the aisle was the first person shooter part starts, it feels like you're watching an old Sega CD game like Night Trap.
Oh, dude. I played Night Trap with like, what was her name? Sorry.
Dana Plato.
Dana Plato, thank you, because that would have bugged me all night. Yeah.
The worst part that had all of us groaning was, okay, the guy comes around the corner. He throws down a proximity mine. You see the rubber monster jump onto the mine, look at the guy, look at the mine, look back at the guy, and I swear to you, you hear ding, and the mine blows up like it's a microwave going off.
Well, I used to think all proximity mines went like that.
And what's worse for wear is sitting behind us were like eight French people who I don't even think spoke English, but they would have not lost anything on the movie by knowing what the movie was saying.
Hey, speaking of French people, we have a voicemail from a French person who calls himself a frog, so I'm not embarrassed to call him that, or I don't feel ethnically challenged when I say he's a frog. But anyway,
ethnically challenged?
That's not what I meant. What do I mean when you say I don't want to be? It's
not
being
prejudiced
against other nationalities. Thank you.
Scott,
isn't that like
no words.
Xenophobia or something?
No, that's aliens.
That's against aliens.
Yeah, that's aliens. That's against illegal aliens, so have fun in Ohio. Just kidding.
Have fun swimming the river.
I assume you have the proper papers.
Let's see.
Oh, he gets all quiet.
Do we have to talk about
that? No, we don't have to talk about it. But I got an email later that somebody thinks they know what your real name is. You're going to have to confirm it for us. It was a fan who apparently tracked it down.
Is it Cosmo?
No. Cosmo, dude.
It's Leroy Jenkins.
All right, Mr. Jenkins. We have, it sounds like Doom sucks, so go at your own risk, it sounds like. So you mentioned you're going to play the game again because you think it might actually be better than the movie.
Well, I have to say, even though I may rag on the Doom 3 game, this movie did a disservice to the Doom games old or new, and a serious disservice to id. If I was anybody at id, I would be so ticked off.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're... Well, who knows what they're doing. By the way, id's only going to develop games for the Xbox 360, not the PS3. According to John Carmack, the PS3 is too hard to program for. The dev kits they already have, they don't like. And
I thought the guy builds rockets. I mean,
no, he's still doing games.
He can't figure out the PS3, but he can build a rocket.
He has one hand building rockets, the other hand working on games.
That's
Come
right.
on.
The next big engine. But he's gonna I don't know what he's gonna do. But anyway, they're gonna do the Xbox 360 because they say it's only marginally slower, and because it's so much easier to program for, they think the actual lifespan of the thing will be just as solid as anything the PS3 does because people won't be able to tap into it. Who knows? I hear this kind of story every 4 years. We'll have to see how it goes.
Damn it, Scott. You are old.
I am on it, man. I am old. Old as dirt. Okay, listen to this. We're going to just rip through email.
he hurts himself dragon. Sitting in a chair.
Now, there's been some complaints, okay, that I read too many emails. And let me tell you why I read so many. And tonight I'm not, and so it's kind of hard
for me. He's
trying
to learn to read, folks.
Well, that's part of it. But the biggest part is I just really like that everybody's participating, and we get probably more email.
It's good for his ego.
We get more email than most shows, I'm guessing. If you listen to the last couple shows, if they're any indication, we're like the clearinghouse of emails. But I've decided to cut them down a little bit because, A, we don't have a three-hour time span to do the show in, and B...
And B, I don't know how to read.
And yeah. Actually, yeah, B, and then C, I don't know what C is for. Warren Bennett says, will you get some podcasting tips and let us know what you're doing? This is a guy that wants to know more about how we do the show. I think we'll save that for a mini-cast sometime, and we can
it's
just...
It's magic.
Yeah, we can just talk about it.
Pixies come in at night while we sleep.
Brian, this one's for you. Dobsky says, instead of bleeping everyone when they say awesome, you should do it when I say, gosh dang it. Do I do that a lot?
All right.
I don't
do
know.
You?
Do we do that one?
I must do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you do it at least once a
yeah,
show.
Gosh, dang it. Yeah, you do it.
You know what, though? Obsidian shouldn't make fun because one of our audio comments. Oh, you're in for it tonight. This is good.
Scott, now that I think about it, almost every 2 minutes you use the phrase Wimbledon pottery.
What the crap what are you talking about?
Andrew, which show are you on right now?
That's awesome.
And people say I do drugs.
People say, okay, listen to this. He says, for your scary game segment next week, you have to play Thief 3 Deadly Shadows. There's a level in that which will scare the ever-loving crap out of you. Resident Evil is nowhere near as scary as this game. I haven't played it. Any thoughts?
It would have been nice if Scott had shared us with it. That one about a week ago or so we could actually played it.
I didn't think Resident Evil was scary.
I've played all three of the Thief games.
What'd you think of the third?
The third one I didn't care for as much as the first two because you could tell it was suffering from console-itis. It was a console game first and ported to the PC. But it was still pretty good, and all of them had some levels where you were like in old churches fighting zombies and stuff.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Well,
I hear like children screaming in the background.
Yeah. Let me describe. Let me explain that.
Always
again.
No. Let me explain that. It's not any of my kids. My wife is babysitting for someone who needed some get to bail out tonight for something she had to do. So we're looking at a newborn here in the house.
Oh wow!
And
wow.
It's not actually picking up on my microphone, but it might pick up on my.
I think everybody's coming up the stairs.
Oh my gosh! They're all coming up here, dude. Anyway, sorry about that.
He's
if you can hear it, I apologize. Andrew Richardson.
What?
Oh, yes, what?
You know what helps newborns to sleep? A big old swig of Robitussin.
Oh, dude.
Usually a little beer in the bottle does the best.
Yeah, see? That'll work, too.
Don't eat the worm. Okay, Andrew Richardson. Hey there, podcasting, hosting, gay phone, loving, slave driving, poop fetish man.
Oh, that's great.
And Whoa. Company.
That's good enough right there.
Yeah.
That sums us up right there.
He says, I love the show. I even gave episode 51 to my dad, and he thought it was hilarious. It says, now on to my scary story. And we've asked people to send in scary stories. The scariest thing that has ever happened to me was getting hooked on your show. Okay, just kidding. Actually, my scary story was kind of funny for me. I was at a party, and we were watching The Grudge. One of the girls kept getting freaked out every time the little boy would show up. So the host's father got a Darth Maul mask out, and during one of the slow parts in the movie, he jumped out of in front of the TV. The girl screamed and latched onto my hand, practically breaking it. Afterwards, I wasn't sure if I was crying from laughing so hard or my hand because of the fingernail marks in it. So that's my scary story. I hope you and the guys get a kick out of it. Thank you, Andrew Richardson. That's a gay old
the thing
story.
Is, the thing is,
I mean, a good story.
Not gay. Story. Way to go, Scott. Way to run them off.
Crap.
What yeah, you say, is that, is that the, a gay the main story? Thing, as in
send in your story.
The main thing we need to know about the story is, did he get a make out with her at the end of the show?
That's yeah, what dude. That's what we were interested in back at his age of 15 or whatever it is. Nick Thompson says, sending an email. Oh, he sent an email about O, and it was a big long thing, and I don't want to read the whole thing, but he basically said, by the way, make sure O knows, because he talked a lot about you and really likes you, and he wanted you to know that he's gay, so a gay guy is actually hit on Obsidian.
There you go.
All right.
And I hope I'm right the way I'd interpreted it, or else everyone's going to think Nick Thompson's gay erroneously. But hey, whatever twist
well,
you're...
Well, I mean, they
are. Not that we want to have anybody think that any heterosexual is gay on this show or anything.
They already think that Mark is straight, and we all know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Shh. Hey!
Backwards. Got it backwards. Okay, Spud says, I invented socks, and not the Red Sox, because they suck.
That's a Ralph statement from Simpsons. Yeah. I invented socks.
Yeah, it says, because they suck. I don't invent things that suck. You guys better talk about the new Shadow the Hedgehog game having lethal automatic weapons in it, because if you don't, I will personally see to it, Scott, that you and Andrew will never be able to purchase socks again. I can't do anything to Obsidian, because no one in Mexico can afford socks.
I would like to...
For the last time, people of America and the
people
rest of
Earth.
The world.
People of Earth.
Oh,
I do
of
not
Earth.
Live in Mexico.
All right. He doesn't live in Mexico. That's from Spud.
That's right, because he's swimming the river this next week to come to the U.S.
Sigma Crow says, howdy, gentlemen. Sigma Crow here. Happy Halloween. All my questions are belong to you. He says,
That's awesome.
By the way,
that was good. That was really good.
No, this is a good example. If you want to get your thing read on the show and not be filtered out like many of you were this week, send me something like that, because it pretty much guarantees you'll get read.
Something unique, you know, like, you know, included in your email, have like naked pictures of Janet Reno or something.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a minute.
That's just talk about scary.
We may have to pause so I can go hurl. He wanted to know what our favorite comics are that we read on a consistent basis, besides our own and besides Penny Arcade and VG Cats and PvP and those. He wants to know the obscure stuff we get into. So let's ask the other. He wants to know it from the cartoonist. So Obsidian, tell us what do you read?
Oh, sure. Don't care about the non-cartoonists here. Thank you.
Forget about all you losers.
Yeah, he wants to know about the relevant people.
So what do you what just give us one, like one that you think is just the hot snot.
The hot snot?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that now that you put it that way. One of my definite favorites is a Sinfest.
Oh yeah, Sinfest.
I agree with Obsidian on that.
Is that still going? I thought it was done.
Andrew, are you a web cartoonist?
Oh yeah, he has to shut up. He's not a web.
Andrew, you're not a web card. You need to shut up.
Sorry,
Brian, slap him and start talking.
Zip it,
Brian. Who do you like?
Commission. He always reads Commission.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I read all of our web comics. I read Commission. I read Extra Life.
Yeah.
You can find me sometimes at Penny Arcade. I'll go over there and I'll read PvP online sometimes. One thing I really read mostly every day is Get Fuzzy.
Yeah,
Get Fuzzy. It's a little more mainstream, but. It's got some good stuff. Sometimes it carries the storylines on a little too long, but overall, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I like Get Fuzzy. I think it's pretty good.
I feel bad for Satchel. Poor guy.
Poor Satchel. All right, let's move on.
Even though I'm not supposed to talk, the one that I like, but it hasn't been updated in, like 8-9 years, is Pork and Bean.
Oh, yeah, that one, dude.
That's great. Actually, there's a new one coming out. It's probably going to be Thursday morning. And we're hoping to be doing Thursday morning, 2007. No, actually, there's going to be one Thursday morning,
okay.
And I'm going to try to update regularly.
Sweet.
And
because we like it.
Thursday 2007. I love that.
Oh, and hey, everybody keep their eyes open on Obsidian's comic this week, even though he's going to be in the States. Myself and Brian and I don't know who else are all going to help out with guest comics, so that should be fun.
That's right.
Yes, it will be.
Patrick says, I want to know what you think of the Xbox 360's best game at launch. I know this isn't Halloween related, but please answer. And the reason, he says he loves the mashups. We'll try to keep those coming, Patrick. But the 360 game that I'm looking forward to is actually very Halloween related. It's that, my brain just went
Say
blank.
It.
Hold on.
Say it.
Condemned. I've heard about the survival horror thing from Sega, and apparently it's blowing people's socks off that apparently were invented by Spud. But anyway.
did he give them licenses
good
to wear
those
socks?
Good segue there, Scott. That
yeah,
was good.
It's a very expensive licensing scheme he runs over there. I'm wearing his fine work. But anyway, I think that could be quite a game. I hear a lot of good things about it. I've actually only seen bits of it, but from what I've heard from previews and stuff, that's going to be cool. Okay. Sorry. Hold on.
We're grinding
to a
halt.
I'm definitely going to be buying Fear.
And we're out.
Okay, Sid Fisk has some jokes for Andrew, okay? he says, after listening to your podcast in the last few months, I came upon a revelation. No, I feel it a duty and somewhat of an honor to provide Andrew with a joke or two that would give him the opportunity to truly deliver the awesome level of humor that I feel he is destined to provide.
Woo!
Here's the first one. It's kind of a string of jokes. It's all one joke, though. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree? He was dead. Now, hold on. The audience recovers from that joke, and then it goes, why did the other monkey fall out of the tree? He was dead, too. And at this point, people start gasping for breath. Why did the third monkey fall out of the tree? Peer pressure. See, that's perfect for Andrew.
That's very interesting.
That's a long way to go for a joke. That's almost, you technically had to get on a bus and then catch a connecting flight
to
get to the end of that joke.
That's right. But it's perfect for you.
I gave him an A for effort, and I'll make sure I pass along Mark's phone number. Yeah.
He says, I hope this helps. Keep up the good work, and I'll work on some more shiggy shiggy spang bang jokes that will help Andrew get out of his supposed slump.
Is shiggy that a shiggy spang bang? I'm not aware of.
That's from, what's his name? His name is Sid Fisk in the Hizzy. Okay. Alex says,
I'm down with the streak.
He says, this is the guy, Obsidian. He says, your name is, now tell us if this is true. Is your name Sergio Villa Azalezia? Is that close?
Well, I'll say it's close enough.
Really? So it's Sergio? Sweet, dude. Your name is Sergio.
Yeah, your name's cool, man.
That is totally wicked cool.
Okay, now that it's out in the air, my name is Sergio Vijay Sasa.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Awesome.
Hold on a minute. I'm turning gay. Hold on just a second. Holy crap. All right. That's a great name. Let's move on. Kathan says, this is the last email. Second to last. Oh, sorry, third to last. The other two are really short. Kathan says he played the Xbox 360 at a local store and got banned for life. So check this out. He says, recently the Babbages in my mail got an Xbox 360. However, let's see. It was on display and it was not plugged in. To everyone's horror, I plugged it in and started fooling around with the menus. Next thing you know, they kicked me out of the store and stated using words like, quote, restraining order and, quote, lifetime ban. He says, who knows that they, let's see, what they said, I wasn't paying attention. Anyway, he says, apparently they do not appreciate people fooling around with their stuff. Everything looks good, but it's kind of an upgrade from the Xbox model. And the controller feels a little bit cheap.
You know, restraining order, it sounds like Mr. Retail Manager is a little too big on himself.
A little uptight, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. it's not like he's running Lockheed Martin. It's a Babbage's.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Lockheed Martin.
Have any other guys got to play the 360?
No.
I
haven't even seen it, no.
It's in the Walmart. Is that where you played it, Walmart?
Yes.
Well, what did you think?
Went to Walmart.
What's your deal?
I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, the graphics look great.
Was it playing on one of those high-def Samsung screen deals?
Yes, it was. Actually, our Walmart employees are fairly competent, so they hooked it up right. It looked good. And, I played Call of Duty. I played there.
I hear that's going to be the one to buy.
Yeah, I like it. It looks good. Yeah.
See, I normally try to swing by. I was going to swing by the Walmart and try to play it, but every time I just get into the Walmart parking lot, I get flashbacks of Dawn of the Dead, so I leave.
I smelled that one coming. Hey, that's a good Halloween reference, though.
I'm trying to keep them relevant.
Jeff Davis says he liked the movie, the Doom movie, quite a bit and wanted us to talk about it. Too late, we already did.
Okay, he must die.
Francis Nunziata.
The same one from last week?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
He just had some really nice things to say, and thanks for the kind words. We love bringing the podcast to you. It was a long email, so I didn't want to read it. That takes care of listener email. Can you believe how fast that was? It's insane.
Wait.
We're only 30 minutes into the show.
I have a message. I have a message from Vlad for my hookie.
Yeah, what? What's this? What's that?
And he wants me to read it in Spanish.
Oh, esta aquí. Really? Muchas, go ahead. Oh,
and and it is completely irrelevant. It's, hola, Scott, ¿cómo estás? Saludos a todos los fans de Commission de Aihuki.
Mm. Hold on a minute. Okay.
Too much for you,
Scott? No, no, no. I want to read. We got an email, or didn't get an email. We got a Skype chat from someone I want to read real quick. This just came in. This just in from Brian Michael Badinsky. Oh. This is live on the show.
You gotta go dee 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 dee.
And that's how it was. Okay, it says not sure
the
what
Russian horde. Oh, sorry.
It says not sure what time you do the podcast, but if you're on right now, this is for O. He says I know a ninja who isn't jokingly a ninja, meaning he's a real ninja. He's probably the most amazing person I've ever met, and apparently he comes from he and his cousins come from Poland and are full blown ninjas. Polish ninja.
Well, of course, because, yeah. That makes sense.
He's only like 160 pounds or so and very muscular, but he can bench some 200-plus pounds. He also can heal himself from cuts.
Oh, come on!
That's funny.
Sorry. He does it during some kind of weird meditation. He says, taking the cutting of your arm with a knife and having it completely heal in over 45 minutes. Well, that's kind of long. Oh, completely healed? Dude, what is he, freaking Worf? Or not Worf?
Wolverine?
Wolverine.
You know, them Klingons.
Wait a minute. I don't remember Klingons having some regen power there, Scott.
Oh, I screwed that up. And I'm phonetically... anyway, that's I can't read it because it's so far away. But anyway, thanks a lot for that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk more about all this Hoochie Mama weirdness. And we have a few things to talk about Halloween-wise and some great stuff from you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be back in a moment after these incredibly perfect segues.
Have you ever wondered what is the connection between science fiction and philosophy? Do you ever wonder, am I really just a battery in a machine? What is a worldview anyway? Are my memories really real? Can I have free will if the pre-crime pre-cogs know the future? If you answered yes, no, or maybe to any of the previous questions, then the Sci-Fi Show is for you. The show that deals with those interesting questions about life, the universe, and everything, as found in science fiction. And no, the answer is not always 42. The Sci-Fi Show, a 20-minute fortnightly podcast, putting the philosophy back in sci-fi. For more information, go to thescifishow.blogspot.com, and that's Phi with a PH.
E-L-R.
Extra Life Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show. This is Scott Johnson again, and you are listening to Extra Life Radio. I forgot to turn these guys down. Hold on.
We're all asleep.
Hold on.
Johnson again. Who else were you expecting?
You never know.
Rick, the mailman, and you're listening to...
Actually, that's his name. I'm not kidding about
Rick,
that.
Rick the mailman?
My mailman, his name is Rick.
You know your... I don't even know my mailman. How do you know your mailman's name?
I've never even seen my mailman.
Yeah.
Well, it shows up magically.
I think it's just a robot who comes by every once in a while.
Oh, you have a mail lady?
Yeah, she's
well,
like...
it is the 2000s. They've come a long way. Boy, my wife will... She doesn't listen to the show anyway, so who cares? Hey, I got some great stuff for you guys. Check this out. Before we get into our movies...
We'll be the judge of that.
The Halloween stuff we want to talk about. Let me just play a couple of quick things for you. Where is it? Sorry. Okay. There are a couple of movies I want to talk about that are really suckety-suck-suck. These are part of our crappy movies of the week.
And so you saw Doom, too.
Yeah. The first ones I want to do is called Humanoids from the Deep.
What? You don't like that movie with the big fish creatures?
What's great is it, you know what's great about that though is humanoids from the land are us. So the humanoids from the deep should be just like us, maybe with gills and a pinch.
Oh, you're going way too far.
Well, anyway,
the thing that worries me the most is Andrew has seen this movie
You normally don't have to try for it. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so check this out. I'm going to play a couple of clips. This is the first clip from Humanoids of the Deep, and by the way, here's the plot breakdown. Scientific experiments backfire and produce horrific mutations. Half man, half fish, which terrorize a small fishing village by killing the men and raping the women. creating a super race of fish people. Just kidding. That part I threw in.
Why don't they rape the men? I mean,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Why distinguished?
Because you weren't there, though.
That's it.
Okay, here, wanted you.
You ready for this?
Come on, Mark. Are you breathing through the wounds of your pride?
Humanoids of the Deep, clip number one. Here you go.
Somebody killed my dog, Slattery. You got any ideas?
Well, it's coincidence. Somebody killed seven of our dogs last night at the dock.
Okay, it's the fish people.
Someone killed... Oh, wait, what was the time on that? Gosh,
it's
dang.
A coincidence.
Around 30.
They're salmon. If you've seen the movie, they're mutated salmon.
Okay, for those of you who are wondering about the Doom review by Andrew, just remember he likes this show.
He likes Humanoids from the Deep.
Oh, come on.
No, you like this one for the right reasons.
You know, actually, I was thinking that. I was thinking that maybe Doom is not that bad.
All right, here's clip number two from Humanoids of the Deep.
What the hell's going on? What happened to my brother?
Well, you're not going to believe this either. They're telling us some kind of sea monster.
That's right, sea monsters. They burned his house, attacked your brother, even took their dead away, right?
You know, you really have to watch out for a sea monster who'll go as far as not only attacking you, but burning your house down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, those actually sound like those voices that Scott does. They do.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, we got another movie. This one's good times, too. This one's called... A minute, actually, because they don't have the right name on it. Oh, it's called Gamera versus Gaos. Now this is
it's Gamera, not Gamera.
Okay. Dude, you've seen all this crap, haven't you?
Andrew, what do you do with your life, dude? Are you sitting around watching bad movies and playing games?
It's a flying turtle, and it's Gaios is this other. I'm just going to climb underneath my desk now.
Okay, again, review Gamora. The Doom review one more time.
Yeah, but listen though, here's the thing about this. Apparently, well, I'll just read this horrible summary. Gamera's back, and just in time to save Japan from Gaos or whatever.
A.K.A. Mark.
Hold on a second. Hold on. A mysterious bat-like creature awakened by a volcanic eruption. As the first Gamera movie, a young boy establishes an emotional link with Gamera, and the two work together.
The first Gamera movie?
With the help of the world scientist to put an end to Gaos' violent rampage. That rules. Okay, we are going to play a clip from this crapoli.
There was more than one of them?
Here it is, right here.
Wouldn't it be possible to build an extra large ultraviolet ray projector and attack it with that?
No. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Now wait, there's more.
Cannot be done.
Very nice, Brian. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You sound
that
like
was
that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now people might be wondering why am I playing this on the Halloween show? It's because this Gaos thing is a giant vampire.
No, it's not.
That's what it said in the thing.
It's it's not Gamera, it's Gamera.
Gamera. Gamera.
There's a turtle who shoots fire out of his leg holes to fly.
All right, there's one.
Come on, everybody knows that.
Hold on, I got two more. Here's another classic moment from Gamera versus Gaos. Here it is.
I don't care about the volcano or about the monster. Just make sure the farmers get off the land. And please don't bother me with any more of these stupid reasons for stopping work.
you gotta love it.
Oh, man.
You know what's rather ironic is that Gaos was Mark's high school nickname.
Yeah, Gaos.
That was really... Andrew's back, folks.
He's back in full. Okay, here's clip number three. I did three this time because it was just too good. I couldn't stop with two. Here you go.
Would you say it's a bird, or is it a reptile?
I wouldn't like to say. There isn't any recorded history of it. Let's just call it a monster.
That sounds like the guy from the 1950s science movies.
Yeah. Well, it's old. It's like,
awesome. Billy's going to turn on the Bunsen burner.
It's like old 58, 59, something like that. Anyway, good times. All right, let's talk about movies. Before we talk about our own, we got a little movie mix submitted by, I can't remember who, I think, I don't remember. Dang it, I'm not giving you the right credit. But here is a pretty cool little mix-up he did for us. Check this out. And now watch a squirrel crawl up my butt.
There is evil there that does not sleep.
Gee, Paul, I think it's spreading to my genitalia.
What is your real name? Are you going to reveal it right now? Hold on a minute. I'm trying to secure myself. Are you going to tell everyone your real name?
No.
Fear of a name only increases fear of the thing itself.
You frightened.
Hurt me.
Not nearly frightened enough. I know what hurts you.
I am the architect.
Yeah.
I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Dude, you are a freak.
if my brain was used for something useful, I'd be able to, move stuff around with my mind.
Why do you lay these troubles on an already troubled mind?
In the A-Team, the actor's name was Dwight Schultz. He played Captain Howling Mad Murdoch.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
If you have something weird going on, if you're a crazy freaking nut, if you think you fit into what we're talking about every week...
You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
Mr. Microphone, is that the name of your...
Correct.
The reason why it seems like you want to jump in the conversation is because we're such idiots.
You know, people like you are the reason I was afraid to go to school as a child.
Welcome, Professor.
That was evil.
That was awesome.
Wasn't that great? Okay, I remember who it was. It was from Sebastian. Thank you, Sebastian, for that.
That is very, very good.
You rock, man.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of horror movies in there, but I still thought it was playing. That was totally great. We got one for Obsidian here. This is from Dark Radish. Remember when I was calling him Dark Radish?
Yeah, we remember.
This is totally classic, in my opinion. So listen to this and see what you think.
Hey, Scott, this is the Dark Radish again. Had an idea. If, for whatever reason, God forbid, Obsidian should not be among the living anymore, I could probably fill in for him. I could be your token guy from Columbia. Look, listen to me. Ready? Hey, Scott. I'm from Colombia. It's pronounced Jose Marquez. See? How is that? Did you know that Dean Cain's best movie ever was Future Sport? It's because it's the sport from the future. So, just hope you keep me in mind should, kick the bucket. Thank you. Bye.
Funny.
Okay.
That was hilarious.
Of course, next week there's going to be a news report that some webcomic in Colombia got axed by some guy from
exactly.
the
U.S.
Yeah. That was great. That was great, and unfortunately we laughed our heads off so hard during it, now we're tired. I am anyway. I can barely move. But anyway, thank you very much for sending that Dark Radish, which also, by the way, is one of the coolest nicknames I've ever heard.
Or Radish.
Yeah, or Radish. We got a story, a Halloween story, as we had requested from.
Scary.
I think this was from Sam. Let's see. Yeah, this is from Sam.
He should have a scarier name. I mean, Sam isn't very.
Call him Sam Hain.
Sam Hain. Bray. Oh, sorry. So let's play this 30-second Halloween note from Sam.
Okay, here's my scary Halloween story. It was October 29th, and it was cool, and I was eating some nice, crispy French bread right out of the oven, and I was reading a book, and I'm sitting in my bed that's across the room from a window, and apparently a bird saw my bread and tried to dive at it, and thus hit my window and killed itself. And the bird was the size of a football, and it was scary. The end.
That's it.
Okay.
He was eating a sub and got attacked by a California condor. Yeah. Is what happened.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I would have. There'd have been a little. I think a little pee would have come out. Is what happened. We got one more from the French.
There's the pee reference.
Here's the pee reference. That's one today. There may be more. I warn you.
Yeah. We're missing the poop.
This is. I got an email. We'll get to the poop. We got an email from a frog. That is to say, a Frenchman who said his name of his file is "Warning Frog Inside." So I don't feel bad about calling him that. But anyway, listen to what he has to say. I think it's very hard to understand, but I think we get the spirit of it all.
Hi, Scott, and the other guys, and the kids in the cage. I just wanted to tell you that your show is hilarious. In fact, I think it's awesome. Meep. So keep up the good work, at least to show 100. And as we frogs often say, wee wee poo poo.
There's the poo reference.
Yep, there's your poop.
Man.
There's
your poop. That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. You notice we're all saying great and no, not really awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
One last thing I want to play, and then we're going to talk about our favorite scary movies. And it's taking us forever to get to this, but there was a the Jawbone Radio Show this last week. Len and Nora, who I like a lot, they're in Cleveland also. So while you're in Cincinnati, pretend that you're in Cleveland. Anyway, Len and Nora did a show, and apparently I'll just play his problem. You guys see if you think this is, you know, what we should tell him, what advice we should give him. So here you go.
But we will talk about something that I've been talking about on the blog, me flirting with the idea of playing with World of Warcraft. And I have to blame Scott Johnson from Extra Life Radio for even getting me interested in World of Warcraft, because I am...
Who said this show had nothing to do with Halloween? It's a frightening prospect to think that you'd find yet another super time-consuming hobby to get involved with.
I don't know. It sounds kind of cool, you know?
Now, the last time you had some goofball game, you set it all up, you were going to play with people on the internet, and nothing happened. The whole thing fizzled.
Okay. So what do we say to Len? Do we say, hey, go against your wife's obvious dismay?
You obviously need time away from the wife, so do it.
Yeah, I say play is what I say.
I say play.
I say play, but you do it on my server.
No.
I'll send you a gold. You'll be able to buy that. You'll get all the best.
You come to my server, I'll send you 5.
No. I don't have enough for that.
Andrew needs to buy his friends.
But Len, if you decide to play, that's great. And this is a great time to get in because they're doing all kinds of Halloween stuff in the game. And all the cities you go to, there's like jack-o'-lanterns everywhere and pumpkins. You can do bobbing for apples. And
if Len comes over and makes a guy on the Earthen Ring server, give a shout-out to Screw Loose.
Yeah. Or
you can just play Conquer Online with me.
Conquer Online? What the crap is that?
It's just a very poor substitute. but I will tell you this. I will tell you this, though. At least what I say to all my friends is that I don't play World of Warcraft because I'm holding out for Dungeons and Dragons Online.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a beta? Who got beta on that?
Of next year.
Did you get beta on that?
I am.
Are you still playing it at all? You tried it all?
Yes. Yes, I am, actually.
Yes.
It is very close to playing D&D. You have actual, when you go into a dungeon, it's just not kill everything and move on. You actually have puzzles to solve and stuff.
Oh, that reminds me. Dude, that totally reminds me. I thought of, as soon as I saw this, I thought of Obsidian and you and every other guy that loves D&D. I went to the mall the other day, and in the back of this game store, okay, and this is probably totally common, but it's the first one I'd seen. The back of this game store, and they have like all board games and that kind of crap up front, but in the back, there were like 20 super nerds all sitting around card tables playing Dungeons and Dragons.
See, that's awesome.
I'm going there next week with a recorder, and we're getting these guys on tape.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm going to say, tell us, do you date at all? No. But I carry a 20-sided die in each pocket to give me luck.
You have to remember one thing, Scott.
Yeah, I carry a 20-sided die.
Do you carry one around with you?
If you show the D&D players, if you show them fear, they'll tear you apart.
Brian,
you can't show them fear, just like a rabid dog.
Brian, I got your little joke, by the way, just so you know. That was funny. all right, well, there you go. So, Len, play the game. Let's talk movies. Mark and I were talking the other day about a movie we saw in 1986.
Mm-hmm, 86.
Called Trick or Treat. Is this familiar to anyone?
Andrew, would you give us a rundown of the movie?
Yes, Andrew. Andrew's certainly seen it, I'm sure.
Actually, truthfully, I haven't.
Oh.
You haven't seen
it? I've seen pieces, but I've never seen the whole thing.
Yes, but untruthfully, have you seen it? No, I'm just kidding. No. let me tell you who was in it. We had Gene Simmons at the helm, sort of.
Well,
wasn't Ozzy in it?
Yeah, it was kind of a bit part. Ozzy had a bit part. Yeah. Yep, he was a little tubbier then. and had more of his brain power left.
Oh, can I do my impersonation of Ozzy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here goes.
Let's see it.
Okay, wait. Let's make this a thing that we do on the show once in a while. I'll now do my impression of William Shatner. Ready?
Okay.
Everyone ready? Okay, hang on.
Yeah. Good. We're ready.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go.
you know, you do
William
this to
Shatner,
us every
everybody.
Time.
I can't do it. Okay, one more try. Spock. Oh, that's all
that
I can do.
So
that's as bad as I, as good as I can do. So, Brian, give us an impression. Do someone quick.
That's funny. Crap, I don't know. Tonight on Extra Life Radio, I don't know.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. It made me want to go to...
sounds like the guy from Cops.
No, that made me want to go to the Superdome right. on Sunday. For some
let's
kind
get
of,
ready to rumble.
And the ultimate truck challenge. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Obsidian, do an impression for us. Anything you want.
I have to do an impression?
Yeah, that's the whole game here.
Oh, it's a game. Oh, man.
He needs a 20-sided dice for it.
When you run your RPG games, you don't do the voices of the other characters and stuff?
Do Chico or the man.
Oh. Oh,
I'll take
that's
either
brand
one.
New over there on TV.
Yeah, they're just getting it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, that's not the show.
That's Sanford and Son. Lamont.
Anyway, so you don't have to do one. I've sprung this on everyone, but...
No. I mean, it's just you actually caught my weak spot. I'm not good at impressions. I don't know.
Yeah. You give a good
impression. Can you do an impression of me?
Yes. Ready?
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
Okay. This is my impression of O. hold on. Here goes. Wait. Okay, ready? Spock. I can't do it.
I can do an impression of O. Here's O. Here goes.
Dude, that's all
look,
we can
Scott.
Do.
Why don't you have Mark read the letters? I think our readers would really like to, you know, listen to their names not being ruined by
wow,
you.
Wow, that was the most accent-free impression I think I've ever heard. All right, enough of that. So let's talk about more movies. What have you guys seen? Brian, I know, Andrew, you came prepared with a couple of titles.
Yeah, one of the movies last year that I really liked scary-wise was the movie Saw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
That's
Saw.
With that weird clown guy head thing.
And the new one comes out this Friday.
And yours
is December
31st.
Yep.
Is it in movie theaters or just DVD stuff?
First one?
No. I saw the first one.
No, the new one? The new one comes out in theaters, I think, this Friday.
Yeah, it's this Friday.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be
there. That means you'll get to see it like 4 years from now.
No, he's getting opening this week.
I'm going to be there, remember?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he'll be in the U.S.
I got to make sure I call the airport.
Yeah. So I'm not a huge fan of that kind of thing. My kind of scary movies.
Does it make you feel bad?
No. Scott? No, but I like shows that are freaky without I don't know how to explain it.
He doesn't like stuff that scares him. Look, he can't even finish playing Fatal Frame or whatever it was.
I mean, I don't mind gory if it's done in a totally stupid way. Like, I loved it in Flash Gordon when that one guy pushed on the other guy's head and jelly came out of his eyes. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, the movie.
I love that show.
Flash. Save every one of us. Anyway.
Oh, it's a miracle!
Okay, back to scary movies. So
that's your Freddie Mercury impression.
Hey, I could have done him better than Shatner, that's for sure. So you like Saw. What else? What else do you think is cool?
One of the other movies, these are the two that really made me go down the path of really loving all kinds of horror movies. When I was a kid, I saw The Exorcist, and I begged my dad to take me to see the first Alien movie, only to have it, like, traumatize me.
Yeah. That movie was scary.
And it still is really good. I saw it just a few months ago again, and I was home alone, and... I tell you, that was it made me kind of freaked out then.
Yeah.
Really a
didn't,
good
did
show.
Did you just call Scott over?
I did call Scott over. He held me.
Oh, no, but he grabbed his face and went,
oh, I get it. Home Alone. I get it. Yeah. No, wait.
As soon as I said that, I knew somebody would say something about it. No, probably in my mind.
I get it. No.
In my mind, the best horror or like freaky movie is The Shining.
Yeah.
It is such a well-done show. And with the segue to that, you guys have all seen the new trailer for it, right?
Yeah, have you guys seen that new trailer?
Shining,
that one?
That is the funniest thing I have seen in a long time.
Totally creative. Made me wish I did.
Those of you who haven't seen it, go out and...
Just search my blog. You'll find it in there.
It's on there. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, search for Shining in the Extra Life blog at myextralife.com. All right.
Self-promotion.
Brian, let's hear from you on your favorite scary movies.
I'm
doing announcer voice for the rest of the show. So go ahead.
Hey, why don't we all do that? You know, I can do that.
I think that'd be great. Bring it on. Telemundo. Telemundo.
Yes,
I believe the word you're looking for is Telemundo. What? Hello?
Well, I can do
is this
my
on?
Infomercial.
Is this on? Wait a minute.
I can do my infomercial voice, Scott.
Something's wrong.
Now tell us, Brian.
How does that
probably
make
my
feel?
Favorite... My favorite series, well, at least the first couple of ones, is Halloween.
You're not doing the voice.
and I love those.
Hey, the movie. I almost had I tried to find that music tonight and I couldn't get it, but I love that music. Just freaks me out.
That is an awesome movie. I love that movie.
The first couple are pretty good. Everything since then, is pretty crappy.
Was it like part three? Which one was the one where they had the whole going to take over? They didn't have Michael Myers in it.
Season of the Witch.
Was the third one where they pretty much threw the whole plot and story out the freaking window.
Now, did you guys know? Here's a little bit of trivia. I mean,
I knew it.
You did?
Yeah, I already know what you're going to say.
That the mask he wears is whose?
Is William
Shatner.
Oh, that's right.
That's correct.
The reason why, I got even this another step for you. The reason why is just, it was like a couple days before filming, they still didn't decide on a mask for Michael Myers to wear. So they ran down to the local hardware store, and the only masks that were available was William Shatner's Star Trek mask.
Didn't they lighten it up, though? They whitened it up.
Well, they bought one. They lightened the hair up, and they, like, painted the face white.
Now, I know that William Shatner has had his share of ups and downs, from his Star Trek years to his pretty much worthless years to his recent kind of comeback in TV. But it has to be the ultimate thing in one's life as an old fart actor like William Shatner to know that Michael Myers wore his face in the Halloween movies. That's too cool.
Yes.
Are you aware that William Shatner would probably kick your ass?
He totally would. He'd say, get off
he'd
my
take his shirt off.
Bridge.
No, Spot, you know what's also,
that's all he'd have to do.
Spot. What's also very ironic is before Freddy Krueger got horribly burned, he used to wear a Leonard Nimoy mask.
No way. Are you lying? Oh, I totally bought that one, dude. I'm trying to picture it going, boy, they had to burn it up, get a soldering iron out, and run all over it. Oh, I had that. You totally had me there. Way to go. Good work. All right, well, we're up to 50 minutes. Let's talk quickly about... Oh, Obsidian, you didn't tell us your favorite game. Or movie. Horror movie.
Well,
Future Sport.
With Dean Cain.
Yeah, which horror movie has Dean Cain in it?
Man, I wondered if he was going to get mentioned tonight. One of these nights we're going to forget, and all of us will get struck by lightning or slip in the shower.
Yeah,
something.
But I don't mind getting hit by lightning if I get that cool streak of white in my hair.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, dude. You look like that chick in Young Frankenstein. What's her name?
Chick.
Chick, that's
the bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, that's the one.
That chick.
That one lady. Anyway, so Obsidian, tell us, is it some kind of slasher machete type of jungle story?
Well, no, you see, once I said in my webcomic, The Rant, the one that you never read.
Yeah, the one that's so... No, it's because it's so long, but go ahead.
That continue. I have been searching for years and years for the ultimate... scary movie, you know, a movie that would actually scare me because I have been unable to be scared by a movie.
Sound of Music?
he's scared every day of the week in Colombia.
I have several favorites that I like to watch. You know, I'm a big fan of the Alien series, but they don't scare me. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I
love- you're channeling Julie Andrews over there.
Wait, wait. You know why they sing that song?
Why?
So you don't.
I think it's because she was in.
Oh, that was bad.
Because she was in that SOB well, movie with Larry Hagman. Everyone ever see that?
She was paid $50,000 well, oh, yeah,
she was topless.
In
that
I heard about that.
$50,000 extra.
I mean,
bucks
I
to
always,
those.
I always have like several horror movies that I say, you know, this movie would have scared me if it had been done better. Recently, I saw The Grudge 2.
Yeah.
Which would have actually been pretty scary and not have. I mean, if it had like better effects or something, you know, whatever.
What's it called? The Grudge 2 Electric Boogaloo. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to embarrassingly say that I have actually seen Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, that's so, a classic.
Hey,
I've seen horror movies.
I saw it. My favorite scene of the movie is when the guy starts breakdancing on the wall. It's awesome.
Dude, that is the kind of geekery our fans have come to know and love. So wait, we interrupted
yes,
you though.
Actually,
keep going.
The movie I was going to mention for Halloween is the Punky Brewster movie for Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, Punky
tell,
Brewster
tell us about
had
it.
A movie.
Tell us more.
We don't get that here in America.
No, we don't get any of that.
Yeah, it's not a brand new series.
It was based on
a
television program.
I saw that. That it's like a special episode. It's. From the TV series.
A very
I saw
special
it when I was,
Punky Brewster.
Yes, very special. I saw it when I was a little kid growing up in New York, because I grew up in New York.
Thank you for the redundant statement.
Is that the episode O where she gets strung out on heroin and then like holds up a liquor store?
No, that's in the National Enquirer
no, that was
last
real life.
Week.
Dude, Small Wonder. You're getting it wrong.
I remember this one scene that they're in a cave. And this sort of freaky face comes out. You know, that really scared, as Scott would say, the pee out of me.
That would scare, how you say, the pee out of me. So how would you rate it? How many stars of 5 stars were available? How many would you give the Punky Brewster Halloween
it's not,
special?
It's not stars, Scott. It's Halloween. It's 5 skulls.
How many skulls would you give it?
Well, I'd give it... I'd give it one plastic ball and a little bit of lint. But
what the heck is that?
That's a great rating system, dude. Move over, Ebert.
But,
here comes Obsidian.
But I do have to give it several stars because you know Punky Brewster grew up. She got boobs and
yeah,
you know, she eventually became hot.
Yeah.
So you know it all turned out well.
All right. Well, moving on then. Okay, let's talk briefly, quickly. We have 5 minutes, less than that. We want to talk about a quick list of the games that scare us. Let me just rattle off my most scary thing. Actually, most
Daikatana. Daikatana is damn scary.
The scariest game I ever played to this day, and is still the scariest, probably of scariest entertainment I've ever enjoyed, was Silent Hill 1. Scared the crap out of me. We've talked about it on the show before. That game freaking scared me. I couldn't leave the lights off. My wife had to go shut the garage door, put the dog out. She would testify to the truth of this. She was here for that. Any other recommendations? I know Resident Evil's always on people's list, but I didn't really scare me. That game just kind of was. It was kind of visceral, but it wasn't really scary.
I'd have to say the Undying, Clive Barker's The Undying on the PC.
Oh, the Unreal Engine thing he did a while back.
And the one that I have to, that I've been playing for the last few days, that I is worth every penny, even though I got it off a torrent, is that new game that came out, Fear.
Ah.
And Andrew, is awesome.
It's good. I've heard great things about it. Yeah.
The AI, it's scary. The visuals, everything about it is amazing.
How's it run on your rig? Everything going okay that way?
Well, it didn't. It ran really cruddy initially, but one of the guys at work, he got a newer ATI card, so he gave me his old ATI 9800 Pro card.
Sweet.
So now the game runs like a madman.
And how exactly
have you ever seen a madman
run?
Well, I mean, normally a madman, he's hunched over because he's got the bloody axe in one hand, you know, and he kind of lurches. All you have to really do to get a good image of a madman running is watch The Shining with Nicholson.
Very good.
The Shining.
Well, I would like to request
give
from
me the
Mr.
Bats.
Johnson to simulate the sound that a madman would make while he runs.
Okay, ready? Ready? Here goes.
Yeah,
here goes.
Ready.
Okay. Wait, no, hold on. Here goes. Spock. All right. We have to tie this up. Gentlemen, thank you from all corners of the earth for being here on this fine program.
You're welcome.
You know, we just it got was
scary.
Columbia.
That, too scary.
You know.
And Mark, thank you for being here as usual.
No problem.
It's always good to have you here. And thank you, the fine listening audience of the Extra Life Radio program. Without you, we're nothing. Have a great Halloween. Be safe. If you find razor blades in your candy, that's big trouble, as far as I'm concerned. So be careful of that. We'll see you guys next week. Maybe a mini cast this week. We'll see. We're going to try to talk to Obsidian while he's in Ohio. Beyond that, life is good. Send me an email, myextralife@gmail.com. Beefline is down. I'll let you know when it's up. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys later. Ooh.